Welcome to the next episode of the Dear Fat, You Don't Own Me podcast. I'm Tony Dean, and today we're going to be talking about finding your why. Why it is so difficult to find that reason that just pushes you to do well every day. I mean, what's that thing? How do you get to that place where just every day you wake up and you're like, okay, like I want to eat right, I want to exercise consistently. What is that reason? Now, unfortunately, the title of this kind of leads you to believe that I'm going to answer the question, why finding your why is so hard, when the reality is I'm going to show you exactly how to find it. It works every time. It's just not exactly what you're going to want to hear. Because what you want to hear is you want me to say, here's how you find your why, you're going to have it in 10 seconds. And now you're going to be motivated all the time, and you're going to make this lifestyle change, and everything's going to be great. And the process really doesn't go like that. So for me to show you how to do this and get to where you want to go, let's forget about dieting and weight loss and all these things you're trying to accomplish. And let's talk about college for a minute. Sometimes it's easier to see what you're trying to see if you look somewhere else and just kind of get out of your own head. By using this strategy, I'm going to show you how to attack this problem of not finding your why as quickly as you'd like to. Now, before we get started on this, I want you to know that I've recorded about 550 podcasts like this for the members of our program, and this is actually one that I recorded a couple days ago. I don't usually mix these. They're not the same podcast, but it's very similar to what I recorded for our members a couple days ago, and I just thought it would be really appropriate for this podcast as well. So, if you're already on the program and you're listening to this, this is going to sound like something that you've heard what we did last week. So what I want you to do is I want you to imagine that you're sending your kids to school, right? That's boy or girl, whatever. And before your kid goes to college, you're talking to him. And by the way, this kid is in college his first year. He's going to take astronomy and ethics, and he's going to take basic computer programming, and he's going to take introductory to law. Now, the day before he goes to school, you ask your kid this question. You say, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? Now, he or she is probably, maybe, going to have an answer, maybe not. But whether they do or they don't, let's say they do give you an answer, that answer is probably going to be wrong. Because it's nearly impossible for them to figure out what they're going to be doing later without having some life experience first. On the other hand, after your student takes some classes and he starts to learn what he likes and, you know, what works and what feels good, well, before you know it, he or she will develop some interest in something. And oftentimes, it's not what they initially expected that they were going to be interested in. It kind of happens like this, okay? Imagine your student has an astronomy teacher and he's going to astronomy class, right? So the teacher, he knows some astronomy, right? He's good at that. But he's also a phenomenal presenter. He's just a brilliant speaker. He's just captivating. So one day, class is over, and the two of them, your student and the instructor, they end up in a discussion about the class. And he ends up talking about his presentation skills because he's interested in that. Well, the astronomy teacher has a nice conversation and sees that the kid is interested and then suggests that the kid maybe take some public speaking classes. So what does the student do? He switches directions because he's inspired by the astronomy teacher. Next thing you know, that kid is taking communication classes. And 5 years later, the kid is a journalist, and it all started from an astronomy class. But see, he doesn't get to that place naturally. If you had asked him what he actually wanted before he had gone through these normal life experiences, he or she wouldn't have known. In fact, there was no amount of questions that you could have asked this kid to get the correct answer. There's no amount of questions you could have asked them to get there to find out that they needed to be a journalist. The only way to get there is to do something and then let it develop. Which brings us to this search for why. Why do you want to lose weight? Why do you want to accomplish anything? What could you be focusing on right now that could help you follow your plan, your fitness plan, every single day? Over the years, there have been so many gurus that have implied that if you have a goal, like let's say that goal is making a lot of money, that you should have a picture of a car and a house in front of you, the car and the house that you want to buy. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with this. But the problem is there are a lot of people in the world that are looking at pictures of cars and houses, but spend their entire life doing nothing but looking at them. There's a lot of people that are looking at old pictures of themselves when they were thinner, or looking at pictures of people that they want to be, and yet they're not doing anything about it. They're just looking at those pictures, waiting to be inspired to take action. If you're always planning, but you're doing nothing, if you're always dreaming, but you're doing nothing, the only thing that can happen is nothing. Much like the story of the kid going to college, what caused him to find his thing was not choosing classes or philosophizing. It's the action of doing something that caused him to get to the next thing, which caused something important to happen. In relation to your fitness goals and your weight loss goals, and you're finding your why, or finding what is really important to you, you're probably going to naturally gravitate to easy things like, well, I'm doing this for my children. I want to be a role model for my children. Or I'm doing this because I want to be healthy. And yet, you're probably going to find that you've had those feelings for a long time, and those reasons are not enough, which is okay. As long as, and here's the linchpin to the whole thing, the secret to finding your why, as long as while you're looking and wondering and waiting, you're doing the work anyhow. Here's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. There's a guy on our program years ago, starts the program. He's 59 years old, and he works for this company for a long, long time. When he was a kid, he signed up for the soccer team, and he didn't make the cut. And after he didn't make the cut at 10 years old, or however old that was, he didn't do anything athletic after that for the rest of his life. Then at 59 years old, he finds out about our program and he gets involved. He starts walking a little bit, and then he starts running a little bit, and then he starts biking a little bit, and then he gets really good at all of those. Next thing you know, that big gut that he had is gone, and he's thin and fit, and he thinks, I'm pretty good at this biking and running thing, and he qualifies for the United States team in his age group to represent the United States in Australia and Spain. But when he started our plan, he didn't know what he was going to do next. He didn't know that this was going to be the next stage of his life. He hadn't done anything athletic for 50 years. There was no way he could see that that was going to be the next thing. But what he did was, is he stopped looking for the why. We gave him the structure of the plan, and he just did the work anyhow. And then what happened? The why developed. The rest developed. See, it's okay if you don't know why it's important to you to do this, if you can't figure out a reason that makes you actually go. It's okay that you don't know the exact reason and exactly what will motivate you. But you do the work anyhow. You grind it out, and you're okay with the sacrifices that you have to make today, knowing that they're going to pay off later, knowing that the work today will develop the reasons and the momentum that you're going to need tomorrow and a week from now and months from now. If you do the work, even though you don't know exactly what the purpose of it is, new opportunities and things that interest you will appear. See, everyone, when they start our program, they learn right away that I don't ask them at the beginning, why are you doing this? Instead, I tell them, just keep eating the foods that you really want to eat. Eat the foods that you like. Don't go buy a bunch of special foods, not from us. You don't buy them from us. Don't buy them from somebody else. But take control of what you're eating in the way that we teach people on our program. I don't ask people if they want to run a marathon, or they want to run a half marathon, or what their exercise goals are. I'm happy to listen to those things, but instead what I tell them to do is to take their level of exercise and try to make little improvements. So I tell them to go for a walk if they're not used to exercising, and then the next time you make the tiniest improvement on your walk. I don't tell them to figure out every question that they need to ask about every problem that they're ever going to have. I just tell them, ask one question today about something that's hard, and then we'll solve that problem one problem at a time. And the reason that I do it this way is because all of these are actions. They're not theory. They're not ideas. They're not ways to wait and procrastinate. They're actions that lead you to the next step, then the next step, and then the next step. That's why people succeed at such a high rate on our plan over the last 19 years, because they do the work first and then figure out what they want later. They figure out the why later but they do the work until it happens. Instead of waiting to figure out everything and solve all of life's problems and figure out exactly how you can be motivated all the time, they're making progress the whole way. So no matter what is going on in your life right now, you're confused, you're miserable, you're happy, you're rich, you're poor, it doesn't matter. There's still something that you want. That's why you're listening to this. You want to be healthier than you are right now. Maybe you want to lose 20 or 10 or 50 or hundreds, maybe 300 pounds. Whatever it is, you want to be at your goal weight. You want to reach your goal and be done dieting forever. So don't waste the next 10 years trying to figure out why you're going to lose weight. In fact, completely give up on the search for your why altogether. Instead, go for a walk and take control of your food for a day. If you're going to utilize our program, then we're going to give you the exact structure so you don't have to figure out what that's supposed to look like or what you're supposed to be doing next. And then, when you get to your goal weight, we're going to show you how to turn those skills that you've learned along the way into long-term maintenance. You've never seen the kind of success that we get from people in maintenance. It's nearly unbelievable. So thanks for listening. And by the way, on that note, this is something that a lot of people wouldn't consider. When you lose your weight, it's very different than maintaining your weight. And the why that you have to lose the weight is going to be very different when you're trying to maintain it. On our plan, when you go through the maintenance part of this program, what you're going to find is that once again, we're going to give you the structure, you're going to do the work, and that why for maintain that needs to develop will develop as well in the exact same way. So thank you for listening to this, and I hope that if you're wondering how to move forward on your weight loss plan, that you just take action today. And as always, if you have questions and you want to talk to me first or run some ideas by me, it's easy to reach me at 402-214-7788. And you can also read about us at maintainforlife.com. It's absolutely okay to ask questions, even if you're not ready to start with us. Have a super day, and thanks for listening.